115M XRP short meets record ETF inflows, raising squeeze risk. Two data points arrived within days of each other and point in opposite directions. A Commodity Futures Trading Commission snapshot dated August 25th shows traders holding roughly 115.7 million XRP equivalent tokens net short. Around the same stretch, U.S. spot XRP exchange-traded funds recorded 110.49 million DEED in weekly inflows, their strongest week since launching, according to data circulated by CoinMarketCap. The tension between those two positions is the story. One camp is betting the price falls. Another is buying spot exposure through regulated funds. When both grow at once, the market gets primed for a sharp move if the shorts are forced to cover. XRP traded near 136 as of August 31, 2026, down 2.4% over 24 hours and down 7.7% on the week, per CoinMarketCap's market snapshot. The token has not rallied into this setup. That matters because a short position is only under real pressure once price starts climbing against it. The mechanics behind a short squeeze: a net short of 115.7 million XRP equivalent means the aggregate of tracked traders has sold more exposure than they hold, wagering on a decline. Those positions carry an obligation to buy back at some point. If price rises far enough, losses mount and margin calls hit. Covering means buying, and forced buying into a rising market can accelerate the very move the shorts were trying to avoid. The CFTC figure captures a specific slice of the market, mostly regulated futures participants like dealers and asset managers. Not the full picture of offshore perpetual swaps, where much of crypto leverage actually sits. Read it as a directional signal from one professional cohort, not a complete census of who is short XRP. For the squeeze to trigger, price needs a catalyst. Absent one, a large short can sit profitably for weeks while the token drifts lower, which is roughly what the 7-day chart shows right now. ETF demand is the counterweight. The $110.49 million inflow number is the more durable data point. Spot ETF buying represents money that has to source actual tokens, not paper contracts, which removes supply from the tradable float over time. A single strong week does not reverse a downtrend, but sustained inflows change the supply math that shorts are betting against. XRP ETF flows have been uneven since these products came to market, so one record week is a data point, not a trend. It becomes meaningful only if the next few weekly prints hold up. The setup worth watching is simple: rising ETF demand pulling supply off the market, while a sizable short position needs that same supply to eventually buy back. The broader institutional wrapper around XRP keeps expanding regardless of the weekly flows. The SEC recently cleared Evernorth's XRP treasury company for a NASDAQ listing, another vehicle designed to hold the token on a balance sheet. More corporate and fund holders reduce the freely traded supply, which is the same variable that determines how painful a squeeze can get. Reading the signal without overreading it. A crowded short is a condition, not a prediction. It tells you where fuel is stacked, not whether anyone lights it. Plenty of heavily shorted assets keep falling because the bears are right about the fundamentals. The 7-day price action, down nearly 8%, shows the shorts have been on the correct side lately. The honest framing is a coiled setup. If XRP catches a bid, whether from continued ETF inflows, a macro shift, or a ripple-specific catalyst, the 115.7 million short could amplify the upside as positions unwind. If it keeps grinding lower, those shorts simply collect. This is speculative analysis of positioning data, not financial advice, and leverage positioning can flip in either direction on short notice. For anyone holding XRP through a spending product rather than trading it, the near-term positioning battle matters less than the token's spendability and conversion cost. XRP support varies across crypto cards, and the stablecoin-focused options many users prefer sidestep this kind of single-token volatility entirely by settling in USDC or USDT,